Well, staying in the region to the chaos in Iraq, where thousands of anti-government protesters are defying a crackdown by security forces. More than 200 people have already died since the protests began early this month, as David Sparks reports.
Tear gas being fired at thousands of protesters standing their ground at Baghdad's central Tahrir Square. The streets are strewn with debris, smoke wafts in the air. And this protester, Mazir Yas, says Prime Minister Abdel Abdul Mahdi has failed the young people of Iraq.
Why do you cling to power and blame the former rulers? You are making the country from bad to worse. We are demonstrating for the sake of the youth, whose demands are very simple. We want services, jobs and a decent life as in other countries.
Security forces also clashed with thousands of protesters in the three southern cities of Nasiriyah, Hilla and Karbala. More than 70 people have been killed in the weekend's violence, while so far this month the death toll from the unrest has been in the hundreds. Faisal Istrabadi is a former ambassador to the United Nations and director of Indiana University's Center for the Study of the Middle East. He told RN Breakfast he's deeply concerned about where the country is heading.
It's not clear what happens if the government resigns. This government was came together as a compromise because the parliamentary parties could not agree on who should be the prime minister. So if the government resigns, if Prime Minister Abdul Mahdi resigns, it isn't at all clear who would take his place. And that could indeed lead to further chaos.
He argues the crackdown by security forces towards the demonstrations has been a brutal overreaction and could prove counterproductive.
If you get demonstrators who, in response to the overreaction and the unjustifiable overreaction of the security forces to the demonstrations, if that becomes an independent basis for the demonstrations, then we're truly headed toward chaos in Iraq.
And the chaos could pave the way for an even worse type of government.
My fear is that the environment is quite ripe for demagoguery and for the rise of a demagogue who can try to get out in front of the parade and take things over and return us to an era of less democracy, perhaps. This is the kind of environment from which that kind of thing can arise.
Professor Amin Saikal from the Australian National University agrees the government's fragile grip on power could pave the way for even worse leadership to take over.
There is that danger, and of course there's the danger that Iraq may fall apart, because we know that, for example, the Kurds have already established an extensive autonomous entity in northern Iraq, and the Sunnis have been very dissatisfied with the Shia majority, and also now there is unrest among the Shiites.
And Professor Saikal expects this conflict to get worse before it improves.
Well, I think we are going to see more violence and more instability in Iraq. The public wants dramatic improvement in their living conditions. There's a lot of corruption in the country and there's a lot of nepotism and young people cannot find employment. As a result, their frustrations is overflowing.
Professor Amin Saikal from the Australian National University. David Sparks reporting.